Leader Mabath key to Iran's progress and power. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his speech on 22nd of March, 27th of Rajab, the anniversary of Mab'ath, the day God entrusted the universal message of Islam to his last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said besides the fundamental principle of monotheism, the divine goals of sending prophets include social justice to save mankind from plots of satanic countries such as the United States in our own times, the most evil enemy of Iran and Muslims. In his televised speech to the nation, he pointed out that the Almighty took pledge from prophets throughout history regarding the mission of Prophet of Islam, whose name and features were mentioned in the heavenly scriptures revealed to them, including the original undistorted Torah and the Evangel. And as a matter of fact, Jesus has referred to him by his name, Hamda, or the most praiseworthy, which means Ahmad in Arabic. For the convenience of our listeners, we have divided the leader's speech into three parts, of which the first part we present today. Please stay with us. Ayatollah Khamenei started his speech by expressing gratitude to Almighty Allah for his infinite blessings, saluted Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and greeted the immaculate Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, especially the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, whose reappearance the world is eagerly awaiting for the end of oppression and establishment of a global government of peace, prosperity and justice. After congratulating the audience, the nation and the Islamic Ummah worldwide on the blessed occasion of the Mab'ath, the leader said he was confident in God's mercy for deliverance of people of Iran, of Muslim countries and of the world from the coronavirus pandemic that has spread all over the globe. He said, every year we used to hold the New Year ceremony in the holy shrine of the Prophet's eighth infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rizā, peace be upon him, in the company of the dear people of Mashhad and the dear pilgrims who would show their presence in that city and from throughout the country, and thus we would embellish our Nowruz gathering. This year, however, we're deprived of that. He then recited a couplet from the famous 14th century Persian mystical poet Hafez. Although we are far from you, we speak in your memory. Distance is of no significance in a spiritual journey. The leader continued by saying, in my opinion, wherever we are, we should recite the special salawat for Imam Reza, peace be upon him. O God, send your blessings to Ali ibn Musa Reza, the pious and pure Imam, and your proof for everyone on earth, and beneath it, the truthful and the martyr. Send your abundant, complete, choicest, unabated, continuous and successive blessings upon him. Such blessings that you have sent upon one of your best saints. The leader said, I would like to congratulate you on the auspicious occasion of Eid al-Mab'ath, one of our greatest Islamic aids. Also, once more, I would like to congratulate all our people on the occasion of Nowruz and the arrival of spring, the start of the solar Hijri calendar year in Iran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei added, Mab'ath is a very great day. We should understand the significance of Mab'ath. It is an event through which Allah the Exalted made other prophets pledge their allegiance to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as is evident in Ayah 81 of Surah Ali Imran of the Holy Quran. When Allah took a compact concerning the prophets, He said, "Inasmuch as I have given you of the book and wisdom, should a prophet come to you thereafter, confirming what is with you, you shall believe in him and help him." He said, "Do you pledge and accept my covenant on this condition?" They said, "We pledge." He said, "Then be witnesses, and I am also among the witnesses along with you." According to this holy ayah, Allah the Exalted took the covenant of great prophets throughout history so they would both believe in him when he would rise on such a day and help him as well. Well, it is clear from believing in him what believing in him means. As for help, it means that they should introduce him to their people, their ummah and their followers, and ask them to join and believe in him. This is the least assistance that prophets could offer. God demanded that they make this vow. Notice that there is an ayah in the Holy Quran which says, ayah 157 of Surah A'raf, "Those who follow the prophet, the uninstructed prophet, whose mention they find written with them in the Torah and the Evangel." In other words, the name and the characteristics of our prophet have been mentioned in the undistorted original Old Testament and the New Testament. There is another ayah, ayah 61 of Surah Saf, where God quotes Prophet Jesus as saying, "And when Jesus, son of Mary, said, 'O children of Israel, indeed I am the prophet of Allah to you, to confirm what is before me of the Torah, and to give the good news of the prophet who will come after me, whose name is Ahmad.'" Prophet Jesus mentions the name of that great personality, so this is such a great event. It has been mentioned as well by the prophet's first infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, in sermon number 1 of the famous book Nahjul Balagha. "Till Allah deputized Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as his prophet, in fulfillment of his promise and in completion of his prophethood. His pledge had been taken from the past prophets." It means that Allah the Exalted took a pledge from prophets of the past. The leader of the Islamic Revolution said, "Well, Mab'ath contains very important content. I wish to speak about this briefly and then I will relate it to our present-day conditions because it is significant to us in practice and in action, and it is not just based on mere belief. Mab'ath and divine revelation clarifies certain truths for the people. It clarifies some truths for humanity. If humanity and various human societies believe in these truths and commit themselves to them, they will attain a good life. What does good life mean? It means a sweet, beneficent, desirable and pure life. Its purity lies in being desirable and sweet and in keeping humanity on the straight path and pushing it forward until it can benefit from all the beauties and good things both in this life and in the hereafter. This is what a good life means. If hearts are familiarized with these truths and commit themselves to their requirements, the good life will surely await them." Well, part of these truths is about the epistemological system of Islam. The epistemological system of Islam means the viewpoint of Islam about the universe, about humanity and its role in the universe, about the holy being of God and divine characteristics and names which are reflected in the famous supplication known as Du'a-i Kumail, taught to us by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, to his disciple Kumail. "And by your blessed names which have been manifested in all the foundations of this universe." It has also been mentioned in the supplication of the month of Rajab. And your earth and your sky are imbued with them. These are very important truths about humanity's path in this world and in the hereafter, and these truths constitute the epistemological system of Islam. Islam teaches them to humanity, making them vigilant and awake by doing so. Another part of these truths is the ideological system of Islam, which is set of values established by Islam. In other words, it has introduced them as values. The masses of people and human societies are obliged to approach them and to move towards them, as their happiness lies in them. The values cover concepts ranging from individual characteristics such as patience, endurance, forgiveness, these are personal characteristics, to public and life-building qualities such as freedom, social justice, human dignity, and lifestyle. These are amongst the Islamic values mentioned by Islam and explained to us, the people. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei added, "Some people mistakenly think that these common concepts, social justice, freedom and the like, have been imported into the world of Islam by the West, or the Islamic thinkers have acquired them from Westerners. This is completely wrong. It is not longer than 3-4 centuries that the West has become familiar with these concepts. It has become familiar with them since after the Renaissance, whereas Islam has clearly expressed them in the Holy Quran 1,400 years ago. The difference between the West and Islam in this regard is that when Westerners brought them up, they never acted on them genuinely. They neither acted on freedom nor on social justice. They introduced them, but they did not implement them. These concepts, however, existed in Islam in the first place, and they were also acted on during the time of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny." It is obvious the sentence, "I have been commanded to do justice among you," is clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Ayah 15 of Surah Ash-Shura. The Holy Prophet was commanded to administer justice, which is the same as social and comprehensive justice. Ayah 25 of Surah Al-Hadid says, "Certainly we sent our prophets with manifest proofs, and we sent down with them the book and the balance, so that mankind may maintain justice." This means that the essence of sending all these prophets, messengers, and books was to administer justice, social and economic justice, amongst the people. Therefore, these are old concepts originating from Islam. As for freedom, the comment of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, in Nahj al-Balagha, was made 1,000 years ago before Westerners brought up the issue of freedom in countries like France and in other countries. He says, in letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha, "Do not be the slave of others, for Allah has made you free." What is clearer than that? It means that humans are born free. Freedom involves all kinds of liberty. There is another well-known quotation which says, "You treat the people like slaves whilst God has created them free." This is addressed to some of the commanders of that era who treated the people like slaves whilst God made them free. These are Islamic teachings. There are many of these concepts in Islam, and there are many words in Nahj al-Balagha in this regard. The same is true of other Islamic sources. Well, dear listeners, that was the first of three parts into which we have divided the speech of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on the occasion of Mab'ath. Mab'ath is God Almighty's formal entrustment and appointment of the universal mission of Islam to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Tune in tomorrow for the second part of the leader's speech. Until then, goodbye and God bless.